Boys basketball here. They had a big win last night against the Goodland Cowboys on the road, 44-41, a thrilling finish, to say the least there, but it was a fun one and a big win for the Beavers here. And we're going to talk with a couple of seniors starting off here. First with the senior Kevin Serrano joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. And it's hard to believe you got one more home game left at Scott City. Is it weird?
Yeah, sort of. It's just the season is long, but it felt like it flew by pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, came back out this year, and I know it's been a little bit of a different role for you, but what kind of role do you feel, or how do you feel like you've been able to maybe embrace the role that you do have?
I just go out there, do what coach tells me to do, and try to help the other guys get better.
Well, and that you do, and I know you get to, but you're kind of on that sideline. You have to kind of like lead the things going over there, the cheers and whatnot over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I try to crack some jokes on the bench too to
yeah.
get the guys involved and just, you know, start some chants.
Well, yeah, and I know last night that had been kind of, as a player and as a teammate, that had to be a little nerve-wracking there down the stretch, wasn't it?
Yeah. As coach, he was also kind of like worried there at the end after the game. He was just really relieved that we got the win.
Yeah, it's like, all right, we've got this, right? Yeah. But what's been probably your most enjoyable moment here of the year?
I don't know. It's all been pretty fun, but I don't know. I can't say I've had one moment, but tomorrow night's probably going to be it. One final home game.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it come to an end that quick here, but, you know, you've been a part of the program here, and what's something that you've maybe taken away here from this year?
Definitely not taking things for granted and just going out and having fun with my teammates and just pushing them to get better.
All right. Well, it's been a fun season, and it's hard to believe it goes so fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, you got things coming up here for spring?
Yeah, I'm planning on going back and playing baseball.
Okay.
This spring.
Yep. All righty. Well, Kevin, you've had a pretty good run here this year. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck coming up here this rest of this basketball season and in the spring.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Kevin Serrano joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And then we get over here next to another senior. It's Blaine Kolb joining us here. He was on that defense there down the final stretch. And, you know, Blaine, you didn't score last night. You had the opportunity but got called for the charge. You know, the guy just got in the way. But last night, kind of go through that game. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, my assignment all night, Gentry just said, just face guard 14 and just limit his catches. And after the game, he only had one field goal that he made. So Gentry thought we did good with that. And just I think our defense won us the game, honestly.
Absolutely. And do you think maybe that was maybe after a disappointing effort from Colby the week before, do you feel like the guys had a lot to prove coming into last night?
Yeah, I mean, we had a ton of energy coming in, just coming off a game like Colby. We just want to get back and get in a groove of things and try to get on a run here late in the season.
I mean, yeah, the Brumbach ended up with 11 points, but hey, those came from the line there.
Right.
I mean, the assignment of face guarding there, and I know down the stretch there, it was tough. He was getting screens. You were working your way around him. Is this probably some of the hardest you've had to work on defense all year?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, both times we played Goodland, I've just worked my hardest to guard him. He's a really good player, and just props to him for being that good.
Yeah, and I know a couple of those, you had to think, you know, you guarded him well, and then he throws up those threes. You're thinking, oh, my, here we go, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know he can knock down the three, and I thought he got a couple open looks that I could have guarded a little better, but luckily things just fell our way, and we got the win.
Pick up a win like this, and you have an opportunity for another one tomorrow night against Cimarron, and that was another close game as well at their place less than 2 weeks ago, and it was kind of the same stuff once again.
Right, yeah, I mean, just comes down to playing good defense. I mean, we're not going to score a whole lot of points in our game, so defense is really going to win it for us. And just try to get the win tomorrow to get some energy rolling into sub-state and just try to make a run here.
Well, you guys have had a pretty good run here this year down the stretch here in February. And you'll have Lake, and you know that for sure, coming up next Tuesday. And do you think you guys are ready for this challenge here?
I mean, I am. I love challenges, so I think the team is too. We'll rally together and give it our best shot.
hey, you never know what's going to happen, right?
That's right.
Well, hopefully things work out for you there, but it's been a fun run here watching you, and I know it's it goes too fast.
Yep, it really does. I mean, at the beginning of the season, I didn't think it would go this fast, but here we are now with a couple games left, so just got to make the most of it.
Is it going to be a weird feeling tomorrow night? That's your last game in Scott City?
Oh, I know. It definitely is. I never thought it would come to this, but here we are.
Yeah, you started your basketball playing days in the middle school. You end your days in the
middle
school. Just a little different gyms, right?
Yeah.
All right, Senior Blaine Culp joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And thanks again, as always, here, and we'll talk to you, or good luck to you coming up here tomorrow.
Yep, thank you, Adam.
All right, it is Senior Blaine Culp joining us here, and right on cue here, it's Coach Brian Gentry here, and he comes at the right time here. As the Beavers with a big win last night, 44-41 over the Goodland Cowboys. Coach, you talk with Blaine here going through that last moments, and that's, you know, the old heart had been racing there down the stretch there. They had three looks there, but your defense definitely won you the game.
Absolutely, and it did that the whole night, really. Able to keep Brennan to one field goal, mm-hmm. Which was just amazing. And, you know, he got to the line a few times, but we limited his touch as well. You know, everybody took their turn on him when they had the chance and did the best of it. And just all of them, you know, it was a full team effort. I think we played 10 guys in the first quarter or whatever it was. So a lot of guys had their opportunity to do it. And I thought the defense was about as good as it's been all year.
Do you think maybe playing that many of that early in the game kind of helped you guys settle down a little bit and getting a little bit of a groove and keep players fresh for the crunch time?
Yeah, I mean, it helps keep them fresh for sure. You know, it's probably a bit of a controversy or a debate whether or not they can get into a flow, you know, if they're in 4 minutes and then they go out for a few or whatever it is. But if we're going to win games defensively, we need to spend all of our effort down there. And doing that, you know, makes you play, you know, more guys than, you know, a lot of other teams do.
Yeah, and we talked with Blaine here. He worked his tail off there guarding Brumbaugh last night. And, you know, Brumbaugh had the 1-3, I think it was in the first half there, but he had some good looks. And even with Blaine guarding him pretty tight there, and that was just, you know, I think probably getting into the head a little bit more there.
It does. When people face guard you almost force it because you're thinking you don't know when the next opportunity is going to come. And so you're not shooting it in rhythm as you other times would. But, you know, Blaine did a really good job. The first time we played him here, we kind of let him guard in that fourth quarter, and he really did a great job. And you don't find a lot of guys who are willing to do that because they know they're going to be tired. They know it's going to be tough. And some guys don't, you know, rise to that challenge. But, you know, he did that well last night. And Isaac did it. Jace did it. We switched off on him a few times, so I thought a lot of guys did. There were times out there that it was a bit sloppy offensively, but we made the necessary plays that we needed to and, you know, sealed the game up.
You know, third quarter there, you had a big run there. Was kind of the message after the break to get it down to the post because Gus had a big third quarter, and I think Carter had most of his points, I think if not all of his points there in that third quarter.
Yeah, you know, we always want to play through our post, but they were really doing a good job of denying the wing, so it was hard to kind of get set up into our offense. You know, that's one of the things we've kind of talked about here lately is having some, you know, counters to that action right there. So we've got to be able to get it to the wing and in order for those guys to get their touches. They did a good job of keeping it away from the wings and made it a little bit more difficult, but I thought we opened it up a little bit in that late part of the third quarter and kind of went more four out. And with that spacing and cutting, it kind of took the backside help away, and Gus was able to go to work.
Well, big game tomorrow night, final home game of the season, Cimarron, and opportunity to, you know, have that chance to move up in the league standings, close out to with some confidence heading into Lakin next Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, a game that, you know, we're familiar with these guys. We played them about a week and a half ago, and, you know, they're a pretty good team. They've got a lot of size. They're not gigantic, but across the board, other than their point guard, you know, they've got some solid kids and some pretty good athletes. So it's going to be another game where we don't want their best guys to determine the outcome. So the Ridenour kid, number 5 and number 10, are going to be our, you know, our main concerns and make somebody else beat us. And we did that down there Their point guard ended up hitting three or four threes early. So we've got to be aware of where he's at and continue to play through the post and allow our guards, you know, the freedom to attack gaps. I thought Harrison did a great job last night of being more aggressive and attacking some gaps. We got him in some pick and roll action, and he was able to get to the basket, got a foul on one, finished one. And so, you know, some good things happened with that, and they just have to have the confidence in themselves to go make plays.
I think this team has been definitely fun to watch here in February here and doing it in a lot of variety of ways here. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Thanks, Coach, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, Adam.